Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Well, I've got three daughters, and I don't know if you have kids, but for those of you who have kids or have a soft spot in your heart for children, we need your help. Need your help. Fair warning. This is a heartwarming story that has a potential good ending to it. We need a good ending. But last November, 11-year-old Elias Garcia fell down while playing at school. He injured his right arm. Told his parents his arm hurt. Doctors kind of said, hey, it's growing pains. A month later, he fell down again. They found out that his humerus on his right arm was broken. Doctors also discovered that there was a tumor in the bone. On February the 6th, they learned this, and the Garcia family's world was turned upside down. Bone cancer. Elias has osteosarcoma. Now, most osteosarcomas occur in children, teenagers, and young adults between the ages of 10 and 30. For those of you who may have heard the story of Dan Lanning's wife, Sophia, she had an osteosarcoma in her knee, in the bone in around her knee joint. She survived it. Now, there's a 75% survival rate if it has not spread. And Elias so far as they can tell, hasn't spread, except doctors had to amputate his arm to ensure that the cancer would not spread. So we're talking about an 11-year-old little boy who is in a battle for his life. He also has a rare condition that makes him more susceptible to types of cancer. He also was born with autism. And, you know, this is a kid who loves to play Minecraft, wants to be a YouTube gamer, wants to own a pizza shop someday, has a puppy, loves stuffed animals. And so what is happening this weekend is a few of the Portland Timbers are getting together along with a sports agent that I've known for a while named Mayor Zokai. And, you know, he works as an NBA agent, moved to Oregon 5 years ago from L.A., has four kids himself. But if you want to help Elias and his family, there are some people who are pulling together, including Timbers player Zach McGraw and some other Timbers players who are going to put on a soccer camp. Now, there is no charge to register for the soccer camp. But what they are asking is if your kid does come to the camp, make a donation to the fundraiser. Or if you don't want to come to the camp, there may still be an opportunity for you to get involved. So joining us now, I've got NBA agent Mayor Zokai. I've got Timbers player Zach McGraw, who are both coming on the show. I'm going to see if I can do this without accidentally hanging up on one of them, and they're with us now. Let's start with Mayor. Mayor, I really appreciate you doing this. Let me direct the first question to you. You know, what moved you about this cause in this case?
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. You know, John, as you mentioned, I have four children. My oldest one is 11 years old, got a 10-year-old. You yourself, you know, Zia just turned 8, you know, Soji just turned 6, and you got Dakota. I just could not imagine the sequence of events that Elias and his family have had to endure. So imagine this, within a scope of a span of 8 weeks, they went from being diagnosed with cancer to 3 chemotherapy sessions to having his right arm amputated in order to save his life.
I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it, and I'm heartbroken for their family. and I'm simultaneously moved by what you guys are doing to help out.
Yeah, I am very blessed, you know, to be living in Oregon. My wife is from here. You know, what I'm doing is a drop in the bucket compared to what you do with the Bald Faced Truth Foundation. You kind of, you know, perpetuate what I aspire to do. You put on events, extracurricular events for kids and activities for kids who, you know, across a span of many, you know, disciples, arts, music, drama. But, you know, sports is my thing. You've been kind enough to feature another one of my clients, Mitchell Robinson from the Knicks, when, if you remember, in 2019, yep, before COVID. We did a free camp in Wilsonville also, and I had Mitch fly out, you know, from New York, and we did the first annual Mitchell Robinson camp here. Of course, he's a Nike athlete, so that was important for us to do something in Nike's backyard. But you were kind enough to offer me a platform to promote that camp. Again, that was free. My client, Kyler Kelly from Oregon State, you did a pre-draft interview with him, you know, during COVID, and that was a rough period of time. But this is just so different, you know. This resonates with me. It resonates with you, having two kids under 10 years old. I am very lucky and blessed to know some of these soccer players for the Timbers, because my kids, although I wish they liked basketball as much as I do, they're all soccer fans, you know, in aficionados. And I said, what better way to leverage my resources, my human capital, and whatever I could that I have at my disposal in order to just provide one day of life for a kid that we don't know for him what the future holds. You know, there has been no advancement in this type of bone cancer for 30 years. And, you know, we're preaching to you and a testament to your power. We came in 3 o'clock today with 100 signups. You announced it leading up to this interview at around 3:45, our website, and we just hit 45 more signups. I think we're almost at capacity.
That's amazing.
So thank you for your support. And again, people don't have to make a donation to the GoFundMe. All the links are on soccercitycamps.com. Even if they just want to share our event on social media or help us promote. We understand that, you know, everybody is going through difficult times since COVID started, or just generally. So you don't have to pay for your child to attend this camp. Every kid gets a free T-shirt. Every kid gets a free rally towel. We're going to have contests and prizes. The Portland Timbers are kind enough to always contribute stuff like this when we do it. And again, this actually wouldn't be possible without the players. You know, you have a list of it. Bill Tulioma, Zach McGraw, Blake Bodily, and Santiago Moreno. And again, a true testament to their character for taking their only day off, probably their only Saturday off this year, because they have a match on Sunday that day, and coming out there for 3 hours and helping Elias, you know, kick it for Elias.
We're talking both to Mayor Zokai, who is an agent in the NBA world, and we also have Zach McGraw on the line. Zach, I appreciate you joining us as well. Give us an idea why it's important to you and some of your teammates to help a kid out.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. You know, it's tough. Mayor, who I've known for probably a year or so now, he kind of explained what was happening, the situation, and, you know, obviously you feel for a family that's going through something like that. And I know my teammates, Blake, Bill, Santi, we have a bunch of good dudes on the team, obviously, but, just when you hear something like that, you want to be able to give back in any way you can, really. And this is just a perfect example of how you can give back to someone like that and a family that's going through something like this.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, and you know, I as Mayor pointed out, Zach, like, you know, you need a day off, right? You're a pro athlete. This is, you know, you guys giving your time and your energy, and I think it's an incredible sacrifice for you guys to do this, and I commend you and the others that are going to be at the camp. You know, what does a soccer experience with Zach McGraw and teammates look like when you go to a camp?
This is actually I don't know about everyone else that's coming, but my first camp, so to speak, like this. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Bill is really an animated kind of guy, so I'm sure it's just going to be a lot of fun with everyone, all the attendees, et cetera. And it's good to hear what Mayor just said with how many people are signing up.
Yeah. We're going to make them work, John. We're going to make these guys work. They don't know what they have in store. And, you know, I saw Zach yesterday and his girlfriend. I'll let him talk about her, but she is a pro soccer player as well for the North Carolina Courage. And one lament of all the parents that were signing up was, our daughters are coming. How can you have no Thorns players? Unfortunately, the Thorns have a game that day within close proximity time-wise to our camp. But, you know, the way fate has brushed its mystic hand, Zach, I'll let you talk about a surprise that we have.
What's going
on?
Yeah.
No. She's here for a little bit. But obviously it's good to have her in town. But she'll be able to attend as well. So it works out well, timing.
That's great.
And that's Caitlin Fagulia. She played at Long Beach State and was a rookie this year, right, Zach?
Correct.
So give me an idea. I mean, Zach, for people who don't know, Zach McGraw is with the Timbers. And also before that, I think you went to college at Army, right? Like, you're the first player from Army to end up in MLS. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
It's phenomenal. When you went to you go to a military academy. When you went there, did you think, hey, pro soccer, this is just a natural stepping stone, or what were you thinking?
No, not exactly. I mean, going into the academy at West Point, definitely it wasn't sort of on my radar. A friend of mine who plays for he went to the Philadelphia Eagles originally, but just went to the New York Jets this past year. He personally asked President Trump at the time to kind of get a waiver to be allowed to go in directly straight from the academy, because originally you have to serve 5 years active duty. But the Army-Navy game, and that's played in December every year, whoever wins that gets a trip to the White House. So he actually personally asked President Trump. So originally it wasn't on the table, because that happened my junior year at the academy.
That's phenomenal. We're talking to Zach McGraw, Timbers player, and Mayor Zokai, who is an agent, represents NBA players. Mayor, tell us a little bit more about Elias Garcia. He's 11. We've heard the story of his arm being amputated. You know, he's obviously facing treatment. There's going to be financial needs. For those of you who have somebody that wants to go to the camp, you can jump on the registration, fill this camp up, soccercitycamps.com, if you want to send your kid to the soccer camp. If you just want to make a donation, I just did it. It's so easy. You can go to soccercitycamps.com, and you can click through right there and make a donation to the GoFundMe and whatnot and help out. It's very easy to do. But, Mayor, tell us a little bit more about Elias.
I have known Elias's father since pretty much I moved to Oregon. Sometimes when I have clients in town, I'll take them to a restaurant, bar, or a nightclub. And Elias's father was kind of is a ubiquitous photographer for all of the venues in town. You know, it's crazy. The one guy that captures everyone's smiles now has to see his own son, you know, in despair. And we hope to be able to put a smile on his son's face at this event. 100% of the registration fees go to Paul's family. Thank you so much for your kind donation, John. And this event would not have been possible without people like yourself, without the players. We have some sponsors that are subsidizing the cost of the event. Mercedes-Benz of Wilsonville, Ovation Coffee and Tea, Green Drop Garage, Vitality Home Realty, Northwest Rugs, which we all know, RallyTowels.com, who's donating the Rally Towels, and Platinum Audiovisual, who are providing some sound equipment. We're going to have a DJ at this event, John. If you and your daughters, whether they play soccer or not, this isn't about the sport. It's about humanity, you know, and bringing people together. So we'd love to have you there. I know your wife is busy with the handful that she has, but we'd love to have Anna there as well. We just want to make this a big celebration of Elias. You know, we have cool T-shirts with a hashtag, Kick It For Elias. It's going to be on all the T-shirts and such. And, it'll be a celebration of him fighting this and hopefully winning this battle against cancer.
SoccerCityCamps.com if you want to get involved. I appreciate both of you, what you're doing. And, you know, I'll be thinking about Elias as well. Keep us updated on it, Mayor. I hope things go well for him, and, you know, he's with the 75% of kids that do survive this. But there's a need in this family right now, and I'm talking now to the listeners. If you can help out, go to soccercitycamps.com. I've tweeted out a link to it. You can find it very easy, 750 The Game, and Portland has also tweeted it out. I think the other stations will follow suit statewide. Before I cut you loose, one of our researchers hunted something down on Zach I got to ask him about. Zach, do you mind if I ask you a football question?
Of course.
All right, let's go back to high school. You play high school football. You blocked 8 field goals and caught 8 touchdown passes on your high school football team. How do you block 8 field goals?
It's kind of something where I played my freshman year and then focused more on soccer, obviously.
Yeah.
And I played again my senior year, and it was kind of one of those things where my coach said, "You're tall, lanky, pretty fast. So we'll just throw you on the edge and see how it goes." And literally the first game I played, I blocked a field goal and just kind of had a habit of doing it.
That's a phenomenal skill. You're like 6'4", right? I mean, you know, that's giant for a soccer player. You must feel big out there.
Yeah.
Like you're running around. There's some of those guys up front are big, but you know, at 6'4", you got to be pretty physically imposing out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think our shortest player is probably Yimmy Chara, probably 5'5", and that's being generous.
I love it. All right, Zach.
Again, John, really appreciate it. I'd be remiss to not mention my wife. Behind every mediocre man is a great woman. You are a great man. You got a great woman behind you. And my wife, Sona Zokai, is a pillar of strength for our family. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be living in Oregon and be involved in something like this. So shout out to the wife.
Thank you for that. Mayor, I appreciate you. Keep us posted. And Zach, good luck to you this weekend and keep up the fight. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
All right. There it is. You heard about it. If you're interested, I want you to go to SoccerCityCamps.com. If you want to register your kid for this camp, it's free. Or you can make a donation. They're asking you in lieu of a registration fee to make a donation to the GoFundMe. You can find it all at SoccerCityCamps.com. Help them out. I think it's obviously a good cause, and, you know, my heart dropped when I read the email from Mayor. And I hear from Mayor quite often. Like, he's a big-time sports fan, big-time listener of the show. And when he reached out, I didn't hesitate. It wasn't a question. It was just a matter of, like, all right, what day is he coming on, and how do we fill up this camp? He mentioned, you know, I mentioned it like 15 minutes ago. He had 40 signups. There are a handful of positions or spots in this camp left, but there is a real need. If you are somebody who can't make the camp or you just want to help out, SoccerCityCamps.com. Leave it here.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
We had a big birthday party at the house over the weekend. It was a little overwhelming. We had a whole bunch of kids here and a bouncy house, and the weather cooperated, like literally cooperated. I just don't remember birthday parties being this involved when I was a kid. Or maybe my parents weren't as into it. Judah, what do you remember your birthday parties as a kid?
I do, because I really enjoyed my birthday, and it directly precedes the 4th of July, so I always got the combo platter of inviting friends over, you know, play baseball, invite my baseball teammates over, watch the Sandlot, you know, have some fireworks. So it was a big deal to me growing up.
Do you, I also have another thing that...
Still is a big deal, too.
Yeah, it used to be. You know what I noticed, too, is like, okay, we talk all the time about, like one time on the show we were talking about mountain lions, and we were talking about, you know, what do you do in the wild if you encounter a mountain lion? I remember this, or a bear, or whatever. You know what I've noticed lately more than anything? I'm seeing more alligators and crocodiles, not around me, but on social media. Is it my algorithm, or are you also seeing alligators and crocodiles?
Oh, it's your algorithm, John.
I had a friend the other day who sent me a TikTok, and I said, that's weird. I don't see those kind of TikToks on my timeline. I said, all I see are whales, fishing, balls and strikes not being called correctly, and alligators and crocodiles.
Yes. Yes. You know? I get the umpire ones all the time. So, maybe that's the state of baseball, but it's also the state of Judah's algorithm. That's hilarious. I wonder how that transpired. And are these, alligators in the wild?
Yes.
Crocodiles in the
wild? It's more like it's on TikTok or Instagram Reels. And, you know, for people who don't know that, whatever you tend to watch, they will feed you more of. They're just shoveling coal over there. I could see him in the mine over there at TikTok going, okay, this guy likes to look at fish being caught, balls and strikes, arguments between hitters and umpires, and he likes crocodiles. Let's get him some crocodiles and alligators right now. Sean, what is your algorithm telling you?
My algorithm telling me? I haven't gotten a lot of alligators or crocodiles lately. I just get so much NBA on my timeline.
There you go.
Because it's, you know, even on YouTube, there's so much NBA. It knows I'm a basketball fan.
There were so many people upset at the Suns, but it's kind of why they play the games. This is what the playoffs are supposed to do. They're supposed to be in a case of a game seven, it is a elimination game. Whoever shows up to play moves on. The fact that you win 60-plus regular season games shouldn't matter in this thing. Were you as disappointed as everybody else with the Phoenix Suns losing?
It's one of the craziest things I've seen in not only basketball, but sports history. A team that had 64 wins this year, the prohibitive favorite, and they scored 27 points at home in the first half against the Mavericks, down 30 at halftime. I'm convinced that something happened behind the scenes over the last couple of days where the team just did not come out at all.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, there's a couple people in that market, that Phoenix market, who write that I really trust. I hope they jump on that and they tell us what happened behind the scenes, because it was evident in the post game, as Monty Williams talked about DeAndre Ayton. There was an internal issue that happened here. What was it? Did you have teammates fighting? Did you have something else going on? Did you have a guy refuse to go in the game? We don't know. But I felt like I texted with a friend during the game. It was like all the pressure late in the second quarter was all over the Phoenix Suns. They offensively could not score. And give some credit to the Dallas Mavericks. They did a nice job on Devin Booker, but Booker couldn't get anything. Nothing was easy for the Suns. Everything was difficult. And it was like with every bucket, it became more and more pressure, they looked worse and worse and worse. And in the end, if you are a Phoenix Suns fan, this is not the outcome you wanted. And the fact that it was a road game for the Dallas Mavericks only amplifies it. It would have made sense to me if you would have flipped the score the other way. But the score being what it was at halftime, I basically decided if the Suns could get it down to 14 by the end of the third quarter, that they would be in okay shape to maybe make it a game. But they didn't. It went the other direction. And it was evident by the end, I tweeted out, good on the Suns turning a 30-point halftime deficit into a 33-point loss. They lost ground.
I've been to Moda Center, John. I think you've been to Moda Center, Sean, you as well, where the Blazers come out flat and you're down by 10, 15, in the first 10 minutes of the game. That happens. Sometimes in a playoff game, that happens. But it's the NBA. You always expect the other team to make a run. Especially if they're the home team, they are eventually going to right the ship and charge back into it. The fans are going to go crazy. And I just don't feel like Phoenix had that urgency at all at any point in the game. Celtics, and they needed it, in the second quarter.
Right. The Celtics were down the entire first quarter yesterday, and they ended up winning by 30. So,
that's crazy.
It's just they really – I can't believe what happened to Phoenix.
I have to wonder, too, about leadership on a team like that. I'm talking about on-court leadership, because even Blazer fans will remember the great meltdown in the Western Conference Finals to the Lakers. I look at what happened to the Blazers and I go, okay, where was the veteran leadership? Where were the players who had been in big moments before? I'm looking at Chris Paul, maybe looking at Devin Booker a little bit. But Chris Paul in particular, I think he's justifiably taking some criticism. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald face truth statewide. More ahead.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but
If you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.